And there are some of the characteristics, two in particular, of the true disciples of Jesus highlighted in this chapter. Towards the end of it, when his family come looking for him, the scene that's pictured for us is Jesus sitting in the house with a group of people round him. You know, a little bit like I was with the kids this morning, sitting down, and although they were in front of me, you can imagine people around. Jesus is sitting. This is the position of the teacher and the disciples. They are learning. Because when people say, your mother and your brother is outside, they want to speak to you, a crowd was sitting around him, and in verse 32, they told him, your mother and brothers are sitting looking for you. And Jesus says this, a remarkable thing. He says, who are my mother and brothers? Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said, here are my mother and brothers. And that is such an amazing statement. So he has this group of people around him who are listening to his teaching, absorbing it, thinking about it, processing it, downloading it. And this is one of the characteristics of a disciple of Jesus. Do you want to know if you're a disciple of Jesus? Well, do you learn from him? Are you often in his word, listening to what he says? Are you concerned to know what he's saying to you even this morning as we open the word of God together? Are you learning from Jesus? And Jesus puts this on such a high level. He says, this, being a disciple, learning from me, is more important than my natural ties to my mother and my half-brothers. Isn't that an amazing thing? That if you're one who is one of his disciples, who is learning from him, who wants to learn from him and so please him, that he thinks that's more important than natural ties. Is that an encouragement? Are you one of his brothers? One of his sisters? And there's another aspect of discipleship highlighted right at the end of the chapter. Just at the bit where you're beginning to wonder how much longer the reading was going to be. Something really, really important. So just in case you missed it, I'll just say it again. Verse 35, and this is such a crucial thing. Whoever does the will, God's will, is my brother and sister and mother. Two key elements of discipleship. We learn from him, and then we do it. It's not that we download truth so that we can be a walking biblical encyclopedia. It's a great thing to be a walking biblical encyclopedia. But it must be more than that. It must be a walking, living, breathing, talking, thinking, acting follower of Jesus Christ, living out your everyday Christian life in your community, in your home, in your school, in your work, in your street, wherever you are, as a follower of Jesus Christ, beyond all things. I say it must be beyond all things because Jesus says, as far as he is concerned, his followers are more important than his natural family. And therefore, we must have our living for Jesus as the most important dynamic in our lives. These are the two marks of discipleship that he highlights here. Are you one of his disciples? Have you heard that call? That goes beyond just like, well, I come to church every Sunday. It's, I've heard him calling me to receive him as Savior, and then calling me to be his disciple. We cannot have him as Savior and not also as our Lord, living under his authority and his Lordship. And as you go out tomorrow, do you consider yourself to be a follower of Jesus Christ, a disciple? Yeah, I know you may be, you know, it's really difficult. You face difficult situations. It's hard, but it's a great thing. And Jesus calls us to discipleship, not just to sit in churches, but to live for him every day of our lives, living out what we have learned And the great thing about it is that he is with us, always, in us, by his Spirit, never leaves us, never leaves us as orphans, he says in John 14, I think it is. He comes to us by his Spirit and enables us to live as his followers, but it's a partnership. Are you with him? If you're with him, he's with you.